We did the same thing after La Bamba. You know, we kind of dug way back into everything. We went through a little bit of identity crisis.
The soundtrack of La Bamba put Los Lobos on the charts back in 1987. 15 years later, they were happy to go back to basics as one of the most eclectic rock bands around. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. This is Rita Houston. It's hard to imagine that a few guys playing music together as teenagers would end up making a 30-year career out of it. But Los Lobos did just that. What's the secret? Well, even the band members don't really know, but from their East LA beginnings, they've constantly challenged themselves, reinventing the Los Lobos sound without ever sacrificing the true soul of the band. In 2002, the CD Good Morning Aztlan found Los Lobos back at its foundation, with one hand in traditional Latin American music and the other in classic American rock and roll. So when our Darren DeVivo welcomed the band to FUV that year, they explained how Los Lobos continues to move forward while still embracing its roots.
When the band came together, you're in high school, I guess, 73 or so, when Lobos...
Just out of high school. Just right out of high school.
Was it just a fun thing, or did you all in the back of your mind have aspirations of being rock stars?
We knew we were going to be big. At least 250
plus
to 300 pounds.
Triple X.
No, it was fun. You know, it was an escape from all the, like, all our favorite music at the time. Our heroes were dying. You know, Jimi Hendrix was gone. Duane Allman had died, and just the whole thing was changing, and all the bands that we were having fun with in those days, the rock bands, were turning into top 40 club bands, and that was a drag. This was an escape for us to play folk music, play acoustic guitars for a change, and just sit in the backyard. Didn't need the amplifier, so we just got a cooler full of beer and some Armenian flatbread and just played. It was fun.
Laying on a beat old sofa in the night when nights were high, eating instant mashed potatoes from a big old iron pot. Never had much to worry about. Lived the night under a bunch of stars. Now all the doors got 15 locks, and the windows are covered up with bars.
Was it a conscious attempt at the band to kind of get back to basics, whereas the last batch of albums were more studio productions? This one is a little more reminiscent of the early sound.
Yeah, I think it was a conscious effort to go back to a more traditional style of writing. Like you said, the last three albums, they were more experimental. We were trying to, I guess, do away with the traditional song form, you know, and do something more groove-oriented and built on riffs and a lot more casual, I guess, as far as arrangements were. It was kind of, we'd go more on the feel or the atmosphere or whatever kind of vibe that was created by the track. This is more, we went in with that idea that we missed traditional songs, you know, like with verses and choruses and melodies and things like that.
And bridges.
Even bridges, which is not our strong point.
Christmas man played something on the fiddle in the backyard right next door. Everybody's mom cooked something in the kitchen, got this and sitting on the floor. Gotta say one, two, three more things before I go on.
From 2002, that's Los Lobos performing the title track of Good Morning Aztlan, live at WFUV. To hear the complete interview and more, visit our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.